Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is only a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Today, we'll be covering questions regarding Social Security, Medicare, annuities, and more.
Colby's going to be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Should an annuity be part of your retirement income plan, and how do you know if it's the right fit?
I listened to a couple of radio programs that air on some of these major stations. And there's a couple of these gentlemen who will say, I can get you a guaranteed 8%, 20%. I've also heard them, another agent or advisor on one of these programs say, you should absolutely never, ever have an annuity. They're the worst thing in the world. They're of the devil or whatever you want to, whatever they say. So I've seen both sides. I've seen the guy who promises the world and promises an annuity to be the best vehicle that you'll ever buy in your entire life. And I've also seen where they say this is the worst thing that you will ever get in your entire life. And if you buy one, you're a fool. That's really what they're saying. I like to sit right in the middle. Genuinely, with everything that I do, I don't like the extremes. So you're telling me that an annuity is the best vehicle ever and there's no flaws? Baloney. There's absolutely flaws with an annuity. And we haven't even dove into all the different types of annuities because there are some annuities that are really, really bad that I will not use in any financial plan. Even if someone asks it for me, I'll tell them to go find a new advisor. And there's some annuities that are really good, but they still have their flaws. On the flip side, the person who says that annuities are the worst thing in the world, that's like telling somebody that every stock is awful. That's like telling me that every type of apple tastes like crap. That's like telling me that everything, when you say everything, I question that. A red flag goes up. I don't want to have that absolute in there. So is it a right fit? Do you know when it's a right fit? That's the challenge. What happens is when people come down, they talk with me, I'll look at all their financials, they'll bring statements, they'll bring annuity statements, investment statements, their taxes, and I'll look and I'll say, well, why do you have this annuity? I don't know. My advisor said I need it. But why? I don't know. They can't answer why they have it. And then we dive in further and we're like, hey, you've got this fee on there. Did you know you're paying a fee each year? Oh, no, I had no clue. My advisor didn't talk to me about that fee. It's an income fee. What does that even mean? Well, probably they told you at one point that you'd have a guaranteed income for the rest of your life, even if you lived to 115, even if you ran out of money. Oh, yeah, I do remember them telling me that. Well, how come you don't turn that on and use that income? Oh, I didn't know how to do it. Well, red flag right there. A lot of annuities aren't used how they're built. A lot of times we're left on our own to know how to turn on this income rider where it gives me a guaranteed income for the rest of my life. And we just take cash out and it hurts me and I'm paying this fee for no reason whatsoever. I hate fees in general, but I really hate fees that are not necessary. And so we've got to figure out how to fix this. Maybe we have to get you out of that annuity, or maybe we just need to click a button, fill out a form, and now you've got this guaranteed income stream for the rest of your life. This happens a lot. A lot of people have been sold annuities and they just don't know how to use them, or they got them when the rates were down. There's so many different scenarios, but most annuities are misplaced with the people that you're talking to. They don't fit into a full picture, full plan, a complete plan, if you would. They're one little piece that is kind of sitting on the outside of my entire plan. Everything is kind of segmented, fractioned out in my plan. And I don't like that. I want to know what my plan is and put the vehicles in there to make sure all of them are seamless, work together, are sealed up tight. And we know when to turn on the income rider on my annuity or when not to, or when to take money out of the stock market if that's part of my plan or whatever it is. That's what we're looking at, is the full plan. So when you ask me, should an annuity be part of your income plan? I don't know yet, because I don't know your needs, wants, and goals. I need to understand your needs, wants, and goals, and then I'm going to build a custom plan. And maybe that custom plan has an annuity in it, and maybe it doesn't. Maybe you can live off of $1,500 and that's just your Social Security and that's all you need. And an annuity doesn't fit into your plan because you don't need the guaranteed income or you don't need that much safety. Or maybe you're so risk averse that you don't want to be in the stock market and you want to buy an annuity to have some exposure to growth, but no exposure to the downside. I don't know yet. So should you get an annuity? Yes. Should you get an annuity? No. Should you get an annuity? Maybe. I sound a whole lot like an attorney right now. It depends. I think everyone's heard that phrase many, many times. It depends. It depends. It depends. Well, it's true. What we do want to look at is, how do we figure out if it's part of my plan? So what are your needs? Your needs are your expenses, your daily expenses, things that you have to pay for no matter what. It's not your traveling. It's not your eating out. It's not spoiling the grandkids. It's to make sure that you have the basic needs. A roof over your head, food in your bowl, somewhere to sleep, stay warm or cold, depending on where you're at. And then we go on to wants. I want to travel twice a year. I want to spoil the grandkids. I want to pay for part of their deposit for their first home, or for them to go to college and not have to stress about that. Or we're in Utah, so maybe it's about paying for them to go on a church mission. Those are wants, not needs. And then we go in and say, all right, what are my goals? Do I want to leave this money for my kids, my grandkids? Do I want to spend it down to zero? Which is typically what I try to convince all my clients to do, is I want you to spend every stinking dollar you got, undertake a check, bounce. If you know what I'm saying. Spend it. You worked hard for it. Now, I'm going to work on your needs, wants, and goals, not mine. But if I could convince you, that's a pretty strong strategy, because it's highly likely you'll still leave money to your beneficiaries, no matter if you want to or not. So then we reverse engineer from there. We say, all right, now we've got the needs, wants, and goals lined out. Let's say that that's a $8,000 a month income stream. Then we start evaluating, what's my risk? Where does Social Security play into this? Do I have a pension? Do I have rentals? How much more income do I need? So let's say my Social Security and my pension and my rentals brings me to $7,000. So now I just need $1,000 more a month for the rest of my life, also accounting for inflation. Okay, annuity could probably be a piece of that plan. But not just any annuity. Maybe we don't need a guaranteed income annuity. Maybe we just need something that has safety and we can draw some money out each year to go do our fun things we want to do. You see what I'm doing here, all you who are listening? We're just sitting down and we're talking. We're just sitting down and figuring out what matters the most to you. An annuity is just one tool. I don't care if you called it an annuity or something else. I care about the functions of it to fulfill the things that need to happen in my retirement. So, major problem here is we come without a clear income strategy. There's a lot of guesswork that goes around this. They don't know how much to withdraw safely. They don't know what to do with volatile markets. This guesswork, it backfires almost always. Solution is, sometimes annuities can be amazing. Annuities can provide guaranteed income for the lifetime. They can cover the essential expenses, the needs, or they can cover the wants or help us achieve the goals. Whether or not it's a right fit for you depends on your risk tolerance, other sources of income, long-term goals, what advisor you're working with, if they hate annuities, if they like annuities, if they're a financial advisor or an insurance agent. That's a very important distinction there. You want somebody that can have every tool available to them in their tool belt, but only use the ones that make sense for you. Evaluate the role that an advisor plays in your life. A lot of times, my clients, I'm like the second or third call they make when something major happens in their lives. And I'm there to help them pivot and adjust to make sure that their plan's working correctly. I want to be part of your guys' life experiences because I play a key role in making sure that you're successful from, again, the day you retire, whether that's 55, 60, 70, to the day you die, whether that's 70, 80, 90, 100, 105, 115. Some of you listening today will get to that 115. You're going to be blown out of your mind. And we got to have a strategy in case you live longer than you expected to. Healthcare doesn't eat away at your life and you don't see cancer comes into play. Maybe that's where we have an annuity. And golly, we made a good choice because it can be very powerful because it'll pay you out for a long, long time. Let's evaluate it. Let's talk.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.